right. Amen. Amen. That's very, very true. I was thinking of a scripture and a couple different things as she was testifying there. But the Bible says in the book of Psalms, it said, some men trust in horses and some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Amen. Where's your trust at tonight? My trust is in Jesus. How about you? Amen. I also thought about something that she said, and I've been wanting to preach on some things about this. Maybe someday I will. But during the war, the Great War, there was a saying, and some of the older folks may remember this being said, but they always said, loose lips sink ships. Loose lips sink ships. Well, here we are on the ship of Zion, and man, there's too many times loose lips are sinking ships. Whoa, well, glory to God. Felt a little pastoral there for a second. Got scared and ran off. I don't want none of that stuff. Amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 19 tonight. Luke chapter 19. Well, praise God. I love evangelizing. Thank the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Us evangelists need pastors so we can have revivals. Amen. Luke chapter 19, verse number 1 is where we want to start. We're going to go through verse number 8 tonight. Just seems like we've been in the same 10 pages of the Bible here. We started off in Luke 24, went to John 5, and now we're right back at the end of Luke chapter 19. But I really feel like this is what the Lord laid on my heart to preach to you tonight. Amen. If the Lord would just help me, and if you would help me, I believe we can just have church around here tonight. Amen. Most of all in the altars, let's just get in and pray, all right? Seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 19, verse number 1. If you have it, say amen. Amen. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. I want to preach to you tonight, looking here in verse number 5. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. I want to preach to you tonight on this little thought. Get out of your tree. Get out of your tree. Amen. Would you pray with me right now that the Lord would help us? Heavenly Father, I ask that you would just add your blessing to the reading and the preaching of the word. God, would you stand me in the anointing of the Holy Ghost? God, you know every need that is here in the house, and I'm asking you to move and meet needs. Lord, I pray that we would see folks make progress here in this service tonight. I ask it in the name of Jesus, and we'll give you all the glory and the praise. And everyone said, amen. Amen. As you're seated tonight, look at the person next to you and say, I'm coming out. Amen. Now, come on, do it. I'm coming out. I want you to come out of your tree tonight. Amen. Get out of your tree. I love this story of Zacchaeus. And we sang about it when we were kids. Maybe you sang about it when you were a kid as well. We used to sing that little song that said, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. So he climbed up into the sycamore tree to see what he could see. You ever sing that? Well, that's a good little song telling us about Zacchaeus and his shortness. Nothing wrong with being short. Zacchaeus was short. He still saw the Lord. Zacchaeus was the chief of publicans, a tax collector. And that means that he was up here at the top. And there were others below him. And he had cheated many men. But also we find that he was rich. Yeah, I think we, most of us, make the IRS rich. And that's what happened there in that day. Amen. Is the tax collector got rich. And everybody else got poor. Also we find that he was a crook. But now we find that he got saved. Praise God for that. As we look here at Zacchaeus tonight, I want you to notice several things just by way of introduction. First of all, I want you to find it, verse number 1, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. First of all, notice that Jesus entered. Aren't you glad that Jesus comes by? Amen. I'm glad that he comes into the house sometimes. That he just comes right to church with us. He enters in. But then the Bible tells us two words. He passed through. That tells me that he didn't stop. But he passed on by. Amen. How many times had Jesus passed by before? How many times has he come to Jericho and walked right on through Jericho? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how many times it was. But today he entered and passed through. It's interesting to me that Zacchaeus is just now making acquaintance with Jesus. After all the times that he's entered here before. After all the times that he's come to, amen, Jericho before. But now Zacchaeus is just finding him. Amen. I wonder how many times the Lord comes to church and passes right through the midst of us and we still don't meet him. I wonder how many times he walks right down the middle aisle, walks around the altars and passes by. But nobody makes contact with him. Amen. That ought to stir our hearts right there. Amen. Is he passing by tonight and we still would not make an introduction to him? Amen. Also, I find something else of interest. This is possibly and probably the last time that Jesus passed through Jericho. Amen. We never read of him again coming to Jericho. Amen. Could it be that this would be the last time that he comes by to meet your need? Amen. You see, there will be a last time when the Lord comes by. He will not always come. He will not always be here to meet your need. But tonight, I believe the Lord is going to pass by and meet need in the church. Amen. Notice also this, that possibly nothing would have happened if Zacchaeus had not moved. Amen. If Zacchaeus would have let him walk by and not have responded to him, nothing would have happened on this time. Can I tell you tonight that there is a possibility that in the middle of this revival service, we can have nothing happen. If we will not move, then he will move on. If we will not respond to him, he will go to another place. Amen. Oh, but let's look at something now in verse number 3. We see that he sought to see Jesus. He wanted to see him. He wanted to put his eyes upon the Lord. That was the only reason he came. He didn't want to interact with him, Brother Matt Whistler. He did not want to make contact with him. He just wanted to look at him. Amen. Oh, yes, that's how we are sometimes. We treat God like he's the president. I want to go and see him. I want to sit in the chair and watch him. But friend, we ought not act like that. Amen. Because he's a personal God. Amen. Why look at him when we can have a touch from him? Amen. Why look at Jesus when we can live with Jesus? Amen. Oh, but now notice one more thing here. Amen. In verse number 3, it said he sought to see him, but could not, oh God, he could not see him because of the press, for he was little of stature. Amen. I wonder tonight if there's something that's holding you back. There was a crowd of people holding him back, and there was a factor
that he was a short man, and that held him back from seeing the Lord. I want to ask you something tonight. What's holding you back? What's holding you back right now? Amen. As you sit there in the pew, Holy Ghost, help us. Amen. What is it that's hindering you? What's holding you back from making contact with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Amen. He had two reasons. He said, number one, it's the press of people. Amen. Oh, yes, we would like to blame people, wouldn't we? I know I touched on that a little bit last night, but that's so often the case. We say, if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for all of those people at the church, if it wasn't for the hypocrite, if it wasn't for the pastor, if it wasn't for those old deacons, if it wasn't for that person across the aisle, if it wasn't for how they treated me or what they had said to me, if it wasn't for my husband or my wife, it's the people that's keeping me back. Amen. The second thing was, he said, I'm small of stature. I don't have much size. I'm nothing. I can't do it. Amen. Nobody notices me. Everybody overlooks me because I'm small. Hey, listen to me, friend. It doesn't matter if you're short. It doesn't matter if you're tall. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. You can touch him. And so whatever's holding you back, you've got to do what Zacchaeus did and get past it. Amen. Don't let it hold you back tonight. Amen. I really feel like that some people in the church are letting God walk by because they don't want to get over it. Amen. They don't want to let it go. They want to hold on to the past. They want to hold on to the problem. They want to hold on to the trouble. It's time to get over it and get past it and let God give you victory. Hey, man. Let me preach to you now about get out of your tree. I asked Pastor Johnston if he could climb this tree. He said he didn't think so. Here we have a tree here tonight. Some people are hiding in trees. I want you to notice three things. First of all, I want you to notice that Christ reached to him. Look at verse number 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Oh, God. Amen. Jesus reached to him. You see, Jesus did not want to just walk through Jericho, but he wanted to help somebody. That's the way the Lord is. He always wants to help somebody. And tonight I came to tell you that the Lord wants to help you where you are. And he is reaching to you. Amen. He desires to help you. That's the whole reason he left glory, was to come and help man. Amen. First of all, look here. It said he saw him. He saw him. Amen. He put his eyes on Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was hiding in his tree. He had the limbs and the leaves in front of him and said, I'm hidden. Nobody knows where I'm at. But the Lord looked through the limbs and he looked through the leaves and he saw him. Oh, listen tonight. The Lord sees you where you are. He knows right where you're at. Amen. He understands what you feel. He knows just where you are. Amen. You walked in here tonight, and just like you've been doing for 5 years, or 6 years, or a year and a half, you came in and hid yourself in your tree. You came in and pulled the limbs and the leaves over you, and said, nobody will know. Nobody will know how I feel. Nobody will understand my burden. Nobody knows my bitterness. Nobody knows my problem. I've got it all covered up. But I came to tell you tonight, what I felt the Lord lay on my heart. He sees you where you're at. He sees you in your tree. You can pull all those limbs over. You can try to camouflage yourself. But he sees you where you're at. You know what? Sometimes we try to hide ourselves in trees of fear and doubt. You're afraid of what somebody's going to think. You doubt the situation can be changed. And so you try to hide yourself in your tree. Nobody can see me here, not even God Himself. You'll try to hide yourself up, amen, in that old tree of hurts and wounds that you have, and you'll try to cover them all where nobody can see you. I'm hidden here on my pew. I'm hidden here, and as long as I don't move, nobody will see me. Nobody will call me out, and I won't have to change. Amen. Others come in and sit down and hide in the tree of anger. I'm mad about this. I'm mad about that. I've lost my joy because of this. Amen. Others come in and hide themselves in trees of bitterness. Amen. I was hurt a long time ago. Somebody said something. Amen. Somebody treated me wrong. Somebody didn't handle me right. And so we come in and hide ourselves in the tree of bitterness. Oh, I wish the Holy Ghost would touch you right now, because I've come to tell you, He sees you where you are. You can crawl in the tree and hide, but He has seen you where you are at tonight. He knows just what you need. He knows right where you are. He knows the feelings of your heart. Amen. You might look at me. You might look at the pastor and say, you don't understand. No, I may not, but He does. Hey, man. Notice not only did he see him, but look what else he did. It said he saw him. He looked up, saw him, and he said, Zacchaeus, come here. Hey, man. He didn't only see him, Brother Whistler, but now he summons him. Amen. Come here, Brother Lotta. He's saying, come here. Amen. He calls him by name. Come here. Amen. I want you to come to me. He summons him out of the tree. Get down and get down fast. Amen. Oh, God's calling to you tonight. It's time to get out of your tree. He's calling to you and saying, it's time to crawl out of that tree of hurt. I know you've been hurt. I'm not minimizing that. I'm not saying it wasn't real or genuine, but I'm saying it's time to get past it. It's time to get out of it. It's time to come through it. Amen. Oh, yes, you might be bitter about all that's been done, but what you've got to do tonight is get out of the tree. He's saying, come here. He wants to help you. The questions, the doubt, the fear, the hurt, the anger, it can all be dealt with if you'll hear the call of the Lord. I want you to come here and let me help you tonight. Hey, man. Christ reached to him. But now I want you to notice verse 6. Not only did Christ reach to him, but then Zacchaeus responded. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. And he made haste and came down. Hey, man. Oh, God, help us. Oh, Lord. He responded. He got out of the tree. He left his limb. And he forsook that branch. And he said, I'm coming down to get help tonight. I'm going down now because I can't stand this anymore. And when Zacchaeus came down, he responded and got help from God. Amen. Oh, listen to me. You can hide in your pew tonight. You can hide at the water fountain. You can hide anywhere you want to. You can even come down to the altar and hide yourself in the crowd. But what you've really got to do is you've got to forsake all that stuff and all those feelings, and you've got to respond to the Lord. He's saying, come here. I want to help you tonight. You need to get past all of that. You need to get victory over all that. And if you'll respond to Him and come to where He is, He can help you. Oh, glory to God. Why don't you get out of your tree? Why don't you respond to Him wherever He's touching you tonight, in your heart? Give it up to Him. Let go of the limb and let go of the tree and let go of the leaves and get a hold of God and let Him have your life. Hey, man. We had a young woman in our church when we were pastoring. Good girl. And she had got saved and was seeking the Holy Ghost. I may have told you about this. I don't know. But she was seeking the Holy Ghost in church. One night, or rather on a Sunday morning, there was about 14 of them lined up across the front, seeking the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, Sharon began to call on God. Hallelujah. She was crying out loud. I was standing in front of her praying for her. And she had been battling with what the Lord had been dealing with her for some months about. Amen. And that was the wearing of her pants. She knew she should not do that. She knew that the Lord had dealt with her about it. She knew what the Word of God said. Amen. And so she's standing there praying, God, I want the Holy Ghost. And apparently the Holy Ghost spoke to her heart and said, if you'll give this up, I'll give you something better. Amen. She cried out with a loud voice, Lord, I give up my pants. I'll quit wearing them. And immediately she started speaking in a heavenly language as the Holy Ghost filled her. It wasn't anything I said, but it was the Lord said, come here. I want you to get out of that tree. Amen. And she responded and received a blessing. Amen. Oh, I want you to know something. If the Holy Ghost touches your heart, if the Holy Ghost deals with you, if the Holy Ghost says, come here, you need to respond to Him. And then notice the last thing that Zacchaeus did. Zacchaeus received joyfully. Oh, glory to God. When Christ reaches and you respond, then you receive joyfully. And you can go home a different person. You can go home out of the tree. You don't have to hide anymore. You don't have to worry anymore. It's all behind you. Amen. And you will be different. Amen. Oh, yes. When you get out of your tree, everything will change. Your trials will go to triumph. Amen. Your valleys will turn to victories. Your stumbling blocks will turn to stepping stones. Your burden will turn to blessing. Your sin will turn to salvation. Amen. Oh, why don't you come tonight and get out of the tree? Why don't you make a move from where you are to where God is tonight? Stand with me. I'm done. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would touch the hearts of men and women. Oh, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I'm asking you to deal with men and women, young men and young women, in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, you see them where they are. You know what they're facing. Lord, I do not know. Their pastor may not even know. But Lord, tonight you see into the depths of the heart. You see the struggle that we're fighting with. You see that thing that we're wrestling with even right at this moment. Should I give it up? Should I lay it on the altar tonight? Should I give it all to God? Amen. Can He help me in the middle of all this problem? Amen. Oh, God, you see that struggle within the soul tonight. And Lord, I pray that you would summon somebody to this altar tonight and that they would make a move to get out of their tree. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. With heads bowed right now, I feel like the Lord's been speaking to somebody's heart. I feel like the Holy Ghost has been touching somebody and saying, I want to help you tonight. That thing that you've been struggling with in your spirit, in your soul, that thing that's been holding you back from making progress with God. Oh, Jesus is passing by tonight. And He's wanting to look at you and say, come on out of that tree. I've got a blessing for you and your house like you've never had before. You say, oh, preacher, if I come, they'll think I'm backslid. No, 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 no. That's a trick of the enemy right there. What we'll think is that you are wanting help from God. You're wanting an answer to a need. You're wanting victory over a problem. And right now you're responding in the name of Jesus. Hey man, if you're here and you need help in something, you need victory, you need power, you need to overcome, I want you to step out and come to the altar right now in the name of Jesus. Hey man, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you say, wait a minute. This tree that I'm in is greater than I am. No, no, no. It might be greater than you, but it's not greater than He that is in you. He's saying, come out of it. Hallelujah. Come out of it. Hey, glory to God. Oh, I feel an overwhelming burden for somebody tonight. Hey, man, I feel like the Holy Ghost has laid this on my heart for somebody. Oh, Lord, would you help that individual respond right now? Victory is around the altar. Don't stay in the tree tonight. Don't stay in that old flimsy, frail tree. But get on down to the altar and say, Lord, what you want, I want. What you have, I need. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is running to the wrong tree right now. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, help us right now. Somebody's going to the wrong tree. You're going up another tree right now, right now. That's what you're doing. Oh, I'll just go here. I'll bury my head here. You're just hiding in another tree is all you're doing. Why don't you respond to Him right now, Lord? Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your answer tonight. Oh, God. You never get victory where you're at on that tree. You never get your answer if you hide in another tree. Your marriage will never be restored if you climb up another tree. Your home will always be shaky if you climb up the tree. Get out, get out, get out of it. In the name of Jesus, get out of it.
Bless
oh, somebody's got to get out of that tree of bitterness. Quit blaming it on somebody else. I can't get help tonight because of the people of the press. I can't get help because of who I am or how I am. Oh, no, no, no. There is a Jesus calling to you tonight that said, come here and I'll help you. Come here, I've got the answer.
have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Ah, thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. Thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine.